Blog Talk Radio.
I know you lie. I know you lie. I know you lie.
Of
no,
course.
I just figured something out. Whoa.
What up, buddy?
This sucks.
Yeah, I know, right, buddy?
My name's a butthead!
Okay,
are you?
I've got a question to ask you.
What do you want to ask me, woman?
First of all, if he could pick anybody to be in this year Hall of Fame, who would we know the class of this year, but who would your class be for this year?
My class. Well, I honestly can't really think of a class right now, but right now, I guess I could say that's a hard one. My mind is going Macho Man Randy Savage. That's just me. But I'm sure, like we all say, the WWE has, you know, ample time to be able to induct these people. There's always next year, and the next year, and the next year, and the next year. But no matter how many people get inducted, there's always going to be other class of people that's not going to be satisfied with the Hall of Fame class. I mean, this
I
class.
I didn't say that. It was just a random question. I'm very pleased with this class.
I know. Let me finish. Shut your mouth. Let me finish. I think. Well, I guess I would have to go with, Randy Savage, he would be a good pick. I mean, just because of his contributions to professional wrestling and that over-the-top, oh, yeah, voice. I mean, that's one of the things that he's known for, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, maybe Miss Elizabeth will go in too, but I don't know if that will happen anytime soon. I mean, because Miss Elizabeth is, you know, I've heard, you know, somebody say Miss Elizabeth was just somebody that was just too good for the wrestling business. She did not need to get involved with the wrestling business. And had she not gotten involved with the wrestling business, she probably would still be around today. But, hey, that's just life. I mean, her death was tragic. It was awful. It was brutal. Lex Luger completely responsible. I think it is his fault, but at the same time, can't go on and on and on about it forever.
True.
So, oh man, it's like, you know, like we always say, life goes on.
Sure does.
And right now, we are taking phone calls from anybody at any given time, specifically our guests that we are supposed to have on the show. If they are still interested in calling, you may call in at any time. We are taking opinions, facts, not logical opinions. Well, actually, yes, we are taking logical opinions. I meant illogical opinions. If you are a dumbass, then don't even bother calling because I will play some music and mute your ass out of my brain. Capiche? Yes, say hello to the bad guy. Do not. So anyway, as far as WrestleMania 30 is concerned, keep on going.
What?
Were you going to ask me something?
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you something.
Okay, go ahead.
Who would be the great person to induct Paul Bearer, in your opinion?
Oh, my gosh. My mind is going, you know, The Undertaker because of the great bond that they had.
Yes.
But at the same time, you know, The Undertaker doesn't do Hall of Fame ceremonies, so I'm not going to expect to see him out there inducting Paul Bearer. So I would have to say Mankind. Mick Foley would have to do it. I mean, because he's got a decently, you know, long history with Paul Bearer. They did stuff together. When you go back to SummerSlam 1996 when they had the very first Boiler Room Brawl, I mean, Paul Bearer was actually the one to turn on The Undertaker when The Undertaker was asking for the urn to win the match. So, if it can be The Undertaker, which I'm perfectly fine with, if it's not The Undertaker, I completely understand. You know, he doesn't really do these types of things. You know, induct Paul Bearer, I would be perfectly fine with, you know, Mick Foley. But that's just me. Like I said, it's all based on just personal opinion. Now, whether it's going to happen, I don't know. But
yeah, that's true. I mean, nobody knows who's going to induct them because it hasn't, you know, been revealed yet or even leaked out or anything. I mean, it'll be great for, you know, the Brothers of Destruction to induct him, but like you said, Undertaker, I mean, yeah, he doesn't do these kind
well,
of
things. We have a caller online. We can get this person's opinion, too. So. Caller, you're on. Okay, you're on.
You. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Who's calling?
Somebody asked me to call, and I'm calling.
I'm assuming this is a fake man.
Yes, it is.
How you doing, brother?
Good. How's it going?
We're fine.
It's awesome. We're awesome. We're good. Just messing around, drinking alcohol. Talking WrestleMania 30, talking the Hall of Fame.
And you didn't share the alcohol?
I know,
really?
Right?
Okay, I'll tell you
my
what,
alcohol.
I'll fly it out to you.
Good.
I mean, I got
okay,
that
I'll sit
like
and wait.
Fly.
I'll wait
yeah,
for
okay.
it.
All right, I'll fly. Rainey, you're in charge of the show. I've got to go fly this shit out. Okay, on some real shit.
What?
I said, you got to go fly this out. Don't
she
worry.
All the way out here. Her arms are going to be tired.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I know,
be.
Right?
Oh, wait. She can't
yeah.
fly. She can only drive like a raindrop.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Okay. Are you going to let me ask my question?
Yes, I was about to say. Rainey, you want to talk? You want to take the floor with this one? Go right ahead. You have yours.
Okay. Hi.
Not yet, but how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. In your opinion, who would be great to induct Paul Bearer?
Paul Bearer?
Yes.
His son.
That's a good answer too. Okay.
That's why I said it.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I would be a family member too. I mean, it doesn't necessarily, I should have thought about that. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be McFoley. It could be somebody else that was close to him.
Right.
I mean, really anything, yeah. If you ask me, really anybody that was close to him would be cool for him. That's just me.
He was a good guy. I knew him. I've known him for 30 years, almost 30 years.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was
he
just,
must have
you know,
stories.
It was just so, you know, emotionally heartbreaking when he passed. I mean, because I had just gone to see Monday Night Raw the night before, you know, and we've seen The Undertaker. And I'm in this exciting mood. I'm going to work in a good mood, just coming off a good show. And it was the old school show, by the way, in Buffalo.
Right.
And then about a few hours later, I get some news saying Paul Bearer had died. So I'm like, God damn it. Like,
I've lost a lot of friends over the years.
Man. Well, I tweeted with him. I'm sure it's tough, you know, losing friends. I mean, I know you just lost somebody recently. My condolences go out to you. And I was going to say that I tweeted with Paul Bearer a little bit on Twitter, and he just seemed like so nice, so down to earth, such a
yeah, so
very
lovely
guy.
Are you trying to one-up him?
What the hell are you trying to do to me, Rainey?
What?
She's trying to one-up you.
You're trying to one-up me, really?
No.
Really? Okay. Okay,
So that's what kind of show this is.
Apparently, yes, it is. I mean, I don't, I'm okay. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let her ask her questions. Zip.
What? I don't have very many questions to ask.
Okay, fine. Here's the primordial question that fuels this broadcast off. Sir, You know I have a lot of respect for the wrestling business, and you know I support you in any way I can. I try to, you know, do what I can to show my support. And, of course.
Okay, so in Orlando on April 19th, I'll be managing Gangrel, and I'll expect a bottle of Jack Daniels at the door, personally delivered.
Oh, man.
That's going to be a great show.
I would love
it's definitely
going to
be a great show. Gangrel versus the Sheik. Not the original Sheik, the almighty Sheik.
Yeah, I was about to say. Man, that sounds like a good card. And, I mean, how'd you guys manage to get Gangrel? I mean, because I know he travels around. I know he still does shows. I mean, it would be cool to see him. I mean, since I didn't really get to see him doing the, you know, agitator days, but it's all good.
Dave's done shows. He's still doing shows every weekend, every week. I've known him. He's been a good friend for probably 30 years, 25 years.
Wow.
And we've kept in touch over the years, and I try to get him down here as often as possible to work a show.
So you've met all types of people in the business, haven't you?
Pretty much.
That's what I like about this business. I mean, one thing I see about it, even seeing it on TV, I mean, you get to, you know, in your line of work, you get to work with all types of people, even the people that you idolize. I mean, to me, money can't buy anything like that. It's just a beautiful thing to me.
I started out the opposite of most people. Most people start out their first show, they have 10, 15, 20 people in the crowd. My first show, I had 30,000 people.
Damn.
And I traveled 7 days a week. I already did all that. Now I don't want to travel that much anymore. I still do once in a while, but I'm happy doing what I'm doing right now. I still love it.
I can really see that. I watch you on Facebook. I watch you with your snakes. I watch you with your animals. And you make jokes a lot about how animals are more trustworthy than people.
I hate people. I really do. Animals are much better than people. And you've agreed with that, too. I've seen you agree with my post.
Yeah.
I actually have. I mean, I have my little friends here and there, you know, but it's like I've met so many people that walk on two legs that can be such dumbasses.
I'm a lot of fake people, a lot of two-faced people.
Yeah,
not just in wrestling, but
like
in the world.
It's like that's one of the reasons why I'm not a people person. And my sister's like, why are you not a people person? Why are you not a people person? How is it so hard to understand? Hang on, we have a caller, people. Let's see who's going to join the conversation. Caller, you're on.
No,
really? You're on.
Hello?
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 Yeah.
Who's this?
Who do you think it is?
Is this Clinton?
No, it's Dolph Ziggler. Of course it's Clinton, dumbass.
Okay, why don't you just go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience. Floor is yours.
My name is Quentin Lua. I'm from Los Angeles, California. Uh-huh. And I'm a big wrestling fan. I'm a wrestling fan as well.
That is good to hear. That is really good to hear. Hey, guys, meet Clinton. Clinton, this is Snake Master, local street worker. This is Rainey, and, of course, I am Chris.
Hello.
A very special episode tonight. And, of course, as you know, I reached out to you to have you on the show because I want to hear what you have to say about this year's WrestleMania card and, after that, the business in general.
Can you repeat that, please?
I'm sorry, what?
I think he
drank
my Jack.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
On the WrestleMania card?
yes, I want you to comment on the WrestleMania card. And can you please take yourself off loudspeaker because we are having a hard time hearing you. We need to hear you. The audience needs to hear you. The world needs to hear you. You got the world's attention. Come on. You can do this.
All right. Hold your horses.
And by the way, you should know me because I've seen you on Facebook.
Who the hell are you?
You don't know who I am?
No.
Let me introduce myself fully. I am Chris Fleming. I am friends with Quan Chang on Facebook. He is a good friend of mine. Quan Chang, yes, Quan Chang.
Never heard of him.
Yes.
Where did you get him, Chris?
Say what?
I said, where did you get him from?
Where did I get this guy from?
Yes.
Me?
I reached out to him to be on the show. Now, let's try to get this underway. Okay. Now,
if you would like to interview one of my animals, they make a lot more sense.
I know, right?
Going back to why I like animals better than people, but go ahead.
Okay, good sir. Now, we need you to comment. We want to hear you comment on this year's WrestleMania card, and then after that, comment on the business in general. Like, what is your thoughts on the direction that it is going? The floor is yours, sir. And speak up.
Okay. You want my honest opinion about the WrestleMania card?
Yes.
So far,
yeah.
Not really impressed. I don't even know if I'm going to watch it this year. Shoot. You got bored.
So you're not going to watch this year.
And Randy,
tell me
Randy
why
Bourne hogging the spotlight. Okay, for one thing,
really?
You have yeah, Bautista and Randy Bourne. You know, it being in the main event. Shoot.
So basically what you're saying is, oh my God, Randy Orton is hogging the spotlight. He's banning people. And that's correct choice of God. This man is hogging. I hate his voice. I have my legs to read.
You know
what you're saying?
You know. Can y'all let me speak?
Yes, go ahead.
Alright. Here's the deal. Alright. I'm not excited about the whole Randy Orton bitch Tista match. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You already know that.
You know what I'm looking forward to is seeing the destruction of John Cena at the hands of the Wyatt family. I want them to end his career as payback for burying so many great talent.
Oh my God.
Okay, sir, and I would like to ask you, what does the term buried mean?
When they don't get a win when their stock is high, for example, Booker T at WrestleMania 19, R-Truth at Capital Punishment 2011, or how about Daniel Bryan at the Royal Rumble? He wasn't even in it. He should have been.
But where is Daniel Bryan now?
He got the Yes Movement is taking over. He should have been in the Rumble.
You want to know who was in that Yes Movement? You remember that whole Yes Movement segment that you saw on Monday Night Raw with all those people getting in the ring? You want to know who was in that? You want to know?
Who?
You're talking to him. You're talking to one of them.
And wasn't Daniel Bryan hurt? That's why he wasn't in the Royal Rumble?
He still wants
not
to be
sure,
in it.
But all I know is, sir, that I can tell you firsthand that the WWE is taking fully good care of Daniel Bryan. They know exactly
Bryan.
What they're doing with him. Snake Master.
Okay, well,
what is your...
if Destiny says good care of him, why did they screw him twice? Not only at SummerSlam, but at Hell in a Cell?
Well,
how can you
ever, well, look at it this way. Say Daniel Bryan wins the World Heavyweight title at WrestleMania. The whole world is going to be in a frenzy. And you know,
yes,
that's what the WWE wants. The WWE has been slowly building this since SummerSlam, and making you wait for it, And at WrestleMania, we will see that good things come to those who wait, most likely. Now, keep on going, sir.
Okay.
I want you to alliterate the term buried for me.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I got a better one. Do you know what a worker is?
What?
Do you know what a worker is?
Yeah, someone who works a match.
No. What is? Let me ask this in a different way. Can you tell me the differences between a good wrestler and a good worker?
Well, I know Daniel Bryan is the best of both worlds.
Okay, keep on.
Okay, a good worker. Well.
Yeah.
That would have to be somebody. Someone like Biggie Langston. A good wrestler would be someone like Dolph Ziggler.
Okay, and tell me what a worker is. Tell me what a worker does. I'll just sit here and sip my alcohol all I got all day.
Thanks for bringing that up again.
Shut up, Snake. Come on, brother. Tell me what a worker is. What does a worker do?
Is he even there anymore?
He sells gym memberships.
Okay, I guess I'll explain it to him. A worker. Let's look at John Cena.
True.
You cracking me up, dude. Okay.
Did you ever go to get a gym membership?
If I ever get a gym membership.
Yes. Have you ever walked into a gym and I try to get a gym membership?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear their speech?
Did I hear what?
Have you ever heard their speech?
Say that again.
Am I stumping you here?
A worker is someone that's planned to happen. To like work the crowd.
Oh.
Yeah. So who works the crowd?
So give me some examples of some workers, Mister. Sir. Nobody's insulting you here. We're just trying to have a conversation with you.
Then I try nothing like that, all right? All right, to work the crowd.
Who's a decent example of a worker?
Daniel Bryan. He's working the crowd with the whole Yes movement.
Who else?
Can I have him out?
Sure.
Excuse me?
I said, can I help him out?
I thought he was asleep.
What?
A worker is someone who works the crowd, like Daniel Bryan. He works the crowd with his whole yes. What more
okay.
example do you want?
That's one. Okay, give me another one. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this while I got your attention. You know how much you don't like John Cena?
He's one.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes. I do not like him. I cannot stand him. He's a poison for wrestling. He's a disgrace.
Listen. What does John Cena do week in and week out? What does he make you do?
What?
What does John Cena make you do? When you go to that arena, what does he make you do?
He annoys everybody, or everybody who's passing.
No, no. What John Cena does is he makes you pay to see him or makes you pay to see him get his ass kicked. John Cena invokes an emotional response out of you. And you want to know how you can tell the WWE that you do not like John Cena? Go take a piss when he comes out to the ring. Or don't go to the show. Half the people love him, half the people hate him. But when every single person in that arena is glued to their seats, making some type of loud noise, he's going to get over.
When he's on TV, I just change the channel.
It doesn't matter. You're just one person.
Actually, it does. Everyone matters. The thing is, bitch-ass Cena doesn't matter.
Let me tell you something, little kindergarten fans. Well, at the end of the day, who's in the business and who's on the internet? Which one of you?
What?
Which one of you is in the business and which one of you is on the internet?
Which one of us is a grown man? Which one of us is a man child? Think about that.
Man child? Are you talking about you?
No, I'm talking about John Cena. And all his fans who are men, probably a bunch of
virgins. Hey, good sir. Let me tell you something about this. I am not a John Cena fan. Okay? But when I met him.
I couldn't care that.
Thinking to this. Okay. Well, whether you like Cena or you hate him, you are still emotionally invested into him.
He doesn't hate him. He hates his character. That's all it is. He doesn't hate the guy personally.
And that's perfectly fine. I can understand if you're not really a fan of the character. Me personally, I don't prefer the character either. My guy is somebody like Sheamus. John Cena is somebody
like, someone who can actually wrestle like Dolph Ziggler. Someone who's like a brawler like B. Langston.
You ever had somebody tell you this? Motion means nothing without emotion.
Who cares?
It's a big damn deal in this business. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you want real wrestling, you want real wrestling, right?
Yeah, that's why I watch Ring of Honor.
No. If you want real wrestling, you go to a local high school and you watch a high school wrestling team compete, all right? Or you turn on the Olympics. Or you turn on the NCAA championships. That is where you'll find your real wrestling.
Ring of Honor is real wrestling.
No. You're being biased.
If Daniel Bryan was talking
to us right now, he would tell you the exact same thing.
Ring of Honor, PWG, Combat Zone?
Nope. Every single one. Combat Zone.
All indies.
That's real wrestling.
Oh, wow.
That's real wrestling? Okay,
yeah,
how is that real wrestling?
Snake Master, since you are in the business, I'm going to let you talk to him.
How is ROH real wrestling?
There's no fucking sports entertainment.
Exactly what it is. Just another indie. Just like the thousands of them around the world.
At least they care about the purity of the sport. They're not commercialized.
If they had the money, they would be.
Capitalism is what's destroying society. It's unhealthy.
You're still glued to your TV every Monday night, aren't you?
Nope.
No?
Nope, I got better things to do.
Hang on. Caller, you're on.
Oh, thank God you let me come on this show. Swear to God.
Hey, Arturo, how you doing?
Well, hold on. I got to turn down my laptop. Hold on.
Well, hang on. We're going to let Snake finish what he's saying, and then we're going to let
you
do it.
Yeah, you can go ahead and finish what he's saying.
What am I saying? I said what I had to say.
Wait, what?
I said what I had to say.
Oh.
All right. Okay,
whoever that was
now,
that you had on has no idea what he's talking about, and he's in another world.
Yes.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Like, Clinton, are you still there, dude? You got people in the business saying you do not know what you are talking about, dude.
That's their opinion.
What part of this is not penetrating your brain at all?
When I want their opinion, I'll give it to them.
But I have to
when
say
you
this,
want
like,
their
everybody
opinion,
does
you'll give
have,
it to them.
But everybody does have the right to their opinion, but
exactly.
Some people's opinions does not make sense at all. And you explain about Ring of Honor being real wrestling, it's sports entertainment. Every sport you see, WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, they all sports entertainment.
It doesn't matter if it's a small-ass indie promotion or a big-ass promotion like the WWE.
Right, because indie promotion, they're sports entertainment as well.
How come they're peer? Hmm? And how come these are commercialized? Explain that to me.
Hey, they got the money to do it. But that doesn't mean that it's not like real wrestling or anything like that. All sports like WWE and TNA and ROH, Dragon Gate, whoever you want to name, is
Combat
nothing
Zone,
but sports PCMG. Entertainment.
That's why you have to have an entertainment license to show it.
Yeah, you do have to have an entertainment license to do stuff like that in arenas.
You are so blind.
No, you are so blind.
I'm not blind.
Yes, you are. You were once. You know how we met. How did we meet?
I don't know. What does it matter? That's then. This is now.
Because we were both fans of John Cena. Well, you were at one point.
And WC. Who? Fruity Pebble?
Killing on him because he was a John Cena.
Yup, and remember the group WCC?
Never heard of them.
Yeah, you heard of them.
Well,
because we were in that group at one time, too. Although that's still like our crappiest group that I ever heard, or ever seen and been with. But,
and dumbasses.
Well, yes, they are. But the thing is, they got on your ass because you were a John Cena fan. And who was one of the few people that backed you up when you was a fan of him? Me.
I never was in that group.
You was in that group.
Yes, you were,
Clinton.
You went
on yes, you were, Clinton. Don't sit here and lie.
Somebody else want to say something?
Yo, Clinton,
right, right
you
here.
Were part of WCC, and I'll tell you how I remember. Because you put posts up all over Facebook in the group telling people you were going to kill yourself because of how they were treating you. AJ, myself, and a whole bunch of others came to your defense and got kicked out of that group for defending you and your views on John Cena. So don't even play like you ain't a John Cena fan and you weren't part of that, because you were. All you have to do is stand behind your convictions and come right out and say something. If you were a John Cena fan and you no longer are, that's fine. Back it up, but don't deny what you were a fan of in the past. I've never liked John Cena. I do not like
Good.
How he's portrayed
like
as a wrestler, but I've never liked him. I don't need to flip-flop between him. And when people are popular and screaming for him, saying, oh, now's my turn to be a fan. Personally, the WWE has taken somebody who could have been a great wrestler and turned him into a comic book joke, as far as I'm concerned. But at least I can stand behind those convictions, and when somebody asks me why, I can say it. You can ask anybody who's in a WFSO group who knows me, anybody in my personal life who knows me, will come out and tell you right from day one when they met me that I never liked John Cena. I won't flip-flop around, and I will stand behind my convictions. I stood behind the Hardy Boys through every damn thing that they've been through. Through the stupid crap of drug taking, from quitting things, from drunk driving, from rehab, everything. I've stood behind them. I got the tattoo on the back of my neck to prove it. And I don't care what anybody says about him. You could tell me that I'm the biggest idiot in the world for liking him. That's your opinion. But I will stand behind my convictions, and I will stand behind what I say. I won't flip-flop. I've been dealing with the wrestling business, and AJ can tell you, my brother, God rest his soul, wrestled for Ring of Honor for a short while in the UK before he got killed. I was around wrestling business since I was 8 years old, and it has never been called a sport. It's always wrestling entertainment, because no matter where you put that show on, you have to have an entertainment license. If it was boxing, then you have to have a sports license to put it on. It is classified as entertainment purely for that reason, that an entertainment license is less money to purchase. The insurance, instead of with boxing, you have to have insurance that runs in excess of $10 million for liability. With wrestling, it only has to be $1 million liability. And you ask him before you even butt in and say, how do I know that? Me and AJ have been putting on wrestling events for 5 years, so we know. I've been dealing with wrestling, as I said, since I was 8 years old. I'm going to be 40 years old this year. So before you go slamming me down like you have done in the past, before you slam anybody else down, start looking into your facts. Because half the stuff that you're coming out with, you're talking out your asshole. So now I'm passing you back to AJ.
Damn, what's her problem?
Dude, you flip-flop.
Exactly,
that's
the problem.
Let
me tell you something. I say this to every single person that I come across that is like you. If you are going to debate and talk about the wrestling business, number one, you cannot have any bias. Number two, you got to have rational thoughts and facts to back your shit up. Number three,
yep.
You cannot hide behind freedom of speech. That is bullshit.
Because freedom of speech is just a paper excuse.
Can I say something?
Sure.
All right, as I was saying, before I was so fucking rudely interrupted by you and Hazel. All right,
let him finish. Let him finish.
Alright, you're right. I used to be a CM fan. I confess, I admit I was a CM fan. But as time went by, the guy got boring. Alright, he buried so many great talents.
Finally admit it.
He didn't stand behind hustle, loyalty, and respect. Okay, hustle, he's never hustled for anything in his life. He went to a private school. Loyalty, he's not even loyal to his wife. He cheated on her. Respect, please.
How do you know he cheated on her?
As a perpetrator.
Okay,
why do you think I don't
see it?
Okay, yeah, I got to say something. I'm sorry to cut you in, but do you know a difference between a character and a real person?
I know the difference between a real – Hazel, this is between me and Archer, okay? I'll be as principal as I can be.
No, Hazel's not on the phone. It's me.
All right, shoot. You sassing me and stuff. Talking about respect and not giving me any.
You kind of deserve it, but anyways, answer my question.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know. But you should at least stand behind your words, like you say. So therefore, you're a hypocrite.
Let me tell you something,
Clint. No, it's not me being a hypocrite. A character and a real person is two different things. John Cena, he's probably put part of himself in his promos and stuff, but he's playing a character. Everybody in the wrestling business plays the character.
And let me tell you something, Clinton. A lot of John Cena's character is based on him as a real person and how he actually feels about the wrestling business. And one thing I can tell you is that man would die for this business.
Yeah.
All right? He would give his head for that business. I love that guy to death. I would go to bat for him any day for what he does for me as a wrestling fan, for what he does for us, for what he does week in and week out, whether he travels, whether he's sick, whether he's tired. He always wants to be there. I will defend him any day of the week. You know why? John Cena is always there for me. He makes sure that I go home happy, whether he's tired or not. That's why I respect
right.
that man.
And he's always there for his fans. The Make-A-Wish Foundation, he always do that. He's always there for his fans. And he loves this business to the day he dies.
His fans haven't reached puberty. All right?
Okay,
really?
You're the person that's still living with his mom and talking about reaching puberty and stuff. So you can't talk to half of his fans and you don't even know what half of them do in real life.
Let me tell you something. My best friend, Mike Sanchez, who is a good friend of Dan Daughtry. Shut Up, who's a good friend of the band Daughtry. It was one of my favorite bands.
Hey, let Chris talk. Let Chris talk.
Yeah, y'all respect me. Y'all let me finish,
all right? No, we'll let you finish. You already were saying something. Let him speak, then you speak.
I will let you speak, all right?
He is not saying lies about me.
Let me say this. Let me say this. I will let you speak.
Around about July.
Bret Hart, The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Triple H.
July.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. All those guys have nothing bad to say about John Cena. They all love him.
Hmm.
All your heroes.
Because this man pays them to say that.
Oh, and how do you know that? Because you read it on the internet?
Oh, money in the bank.
No.
Hey, Snake,
oh,
you
they're
still
on the briefcase.
Because money talks, fool.
Everything you read on the internet's true, right?
July 15th.
I never
said that.
You read it on the internet. It's got to be true.
Of course.
I never said
there.
That. Don't put words in my mouth.
I didn't put anything in my personal opinion, dude. When you disrespect somebody like Cena, you're disrespecting somebody like Snake. You're disrespecting my friends that are in the business, and you're disrespecting
and
all
you're
the fans.
You disrespecting Hulk Hogan. You disrespecting Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you think
you
were so big fan of The Rock? You kind of disrespecting him too, because all of them end up being the number one guy and makes millions a year to do the same thing that John Cena is doing.
You know, Hulk Hogan was the John Cena of the 1980s?
Yeah, this man created him.
Really?
Yeah, this man created him. And he stole people's ideas as well. I guess y'all didn't know about that.
And to this very day, Hulk Hogan can still show up in the arena and everybody will pay to see him.
Yeah, but 20 years from now, they'll do the same thing for John Cena. No matter if they hate him or like him or not.
All these fans that are shitting on John Cena right now, 10, 12 years from now, when his career's winding down and he's not doing much anymore, they're going to wish they had him back.
Right, and check this out. When I was after a show on Raw was down here in Milwaukee, half of my friends, we was like waiting for wrestlers or whatever to show up. We were just sitting there and just saying, what if John Cena show up? And you had half of them like, man, I don't like that dude. I ain't going to show up. Show up at the door. Guess what happened?
All of the haters went for him.
The haters, all the fans went nuts and went after him to get an autograph.
Yes. There were people in Buffalo when we had a house show. We had a house show in Buffalo back in 2012. We saw John Cena come out of his bus. We were like, hey, brother, hey, man, can you come over and sign? And there's some people that stand next to me, man, I don't like him, man. He can't wrestle. He sucks. And about 45 minutes later, he comes back out, comes right over. They're like, oh, my gosh, dude, how you doing, man? How you doing? Can I get an autograph? And I'm like, really? You know, just moments ago, you were talking shit to him. Now he's standing face-to-face with him. You ain't got shit to say.
That's perpetrating.
Dan,
you wouldn't say anyway.
Well, you might as well say you're perpetrating because you like them, then now you hate them.
Hey, things change in life. All right. I dumped the small league, and now I'm in the big leagues. Right.
Hey guys, let's let the guy in the business talk. Snake, you there, brother? Say something to this guy, please.
I'm here. What can I say? He's totally delusional. He tries to talk about things he thinks he knows about, and he does, and that's what 3/4 of the internet is. When I first started, there was no internet. It was a totally different business. I traveled 7 days a week. I was on TV every week.
Yeah.
Crowd sold out every week. It was totally different.
So
the internet's killing it.
I'm assuming, Mr. Clinton, that you think you know better than him, right?
I never said that. Don't put words in my mouth.
Well,
all right.
Yeah. That's exactly
came here to talk about wrestling, and you provoke me. You and Archer provoke me. You, Archer, and Hazel provoke me.
Ain't nobody trying to provoke you. You're doing it
yourself.
Yes,
you are.
What, because we're staying out the facts, and you're coming up with something that's your own opinion?
And it's not even fucking logical?
I say, all right. So what's your logic? kissing John Cena's ass and stuffing your face full of Brie Bell's? Oh, yeah.
When it all comes down to it, when you disrespect somebody like him, you're disrespecting the business as a whole, and you cannot call yourself as a wrestling fan, dude.
Right, because all wrestling business got to have that number one guy that's going to sell merchandise, have fans like him. And thing is, if he ain't the number one guy, he wouldn't be at the level that he's at right now. And you may think there's haters out there. There's a lot of fans that like Cena more than them haters. And that's why he's still out there, because of those fans that's like him.
Yeah, they're all little kids and virgins.
Okay.
So they are grown men like him.
So what if they are little kids? You know what those little kids do? They are a draw. They are the one, and if anything, they're the ones that will still suspend their disbelief and at least pretend like they don't know it's a show.
And plus, they would get their parents to buy them the merchandise. That's called making money.
The WWE went PG. I'm going to tell you this right now. Wrestling has been PG longer than it has been PG-14.
That's right.
The Attitude Era was not something that was supposed to last a long time.
Kids are the best fans to work in front of. I'd rather work in front of 200 kids than 500,000 adults. They'll sound just as loud.
So you just heard it from somebody in business right there.
Wait. Let them speak.
All right.
I said, what about teenagers?
Teenagers, too. Same thing. They're great fans.
As long as WWE is making money, and if they're making money off of that top star, they ain't going to change.
They're going to
keep stay the way they are.
In my honest opinion, WWE should be TV-14 again, because that's when it was at the funnest time.
I'm sure you think so.
Dude, it was PG before then, and then they were still doing good. When was PG?
Clinton, do you know what PG stands for?
Yes, I know parental guidance.
Yeah, they're going to say some things like, wait, Vicky Guerrero called AJ Lee a bitch this past Monday on Raw, and they didn't blur it out or anything. There are certain words you can get away and certain things you can get away with when it comes to TV PG, but when it's TV 14, it's just more. Like, they get to say, like, a lot or what they want, but you know they ain't going to say no F word or no MF bomb or whatever. But they will get away with a lot more. They probably have more bra and panties matching. They probably will have something out of the over the top.
I mean, when it all comes down to it, those kids are what's keeping WWE's head above water right now. My little 11-year-old nephew loves and suspends his disbelief every single day when he watches wrestling with me. I absolutely love that he gets into it. I'm so proud that he gets into it. I'm so glad. I would rather, like Snake said, how he said he would rather perform in front of a bunch of kids, I would rather watch wrestling with a bunch of kids than a bunch of stupid-ass adults who think they know everything.
They at least appreciate it.
Excuse me.
Yeah, and also, and I know I'm getting back to, like, the money thing, and plus, like, you have half of these people that's online and stuff saying that, oh, they need to change this, they need to change that. And they was like that from the get-go. And
With that being said, guys, we have close to 40 seconds.
Hey, we can keep going, because if they want to download the episode, they can download the episode on iTunes. So we can keep going.
Yeah, we're going to Northside tonight, people. So if you want to listen to the rest of the episode, get it on iTunes, all right? Anyway, let's keep on going.
Bring Hazel on here, all right? I want her to apologize to me. I want all three of you to apologize to me.
Having your opinion?
The critical sons of bitches that you are.
Let me tell you something.
Dude, you can't get mad because nobody don't like your opinion. And plus,
you don't even have
the facts to back it up.
Let me tell you something, Clinton. I'm a logical guy, all right? If you have the facts to back up your opinion, I will totally support your opinion.
Exactly.
But you have absolutely no facts, no logical talk. All you have is shit that you heard on the Internet and other people that are saying that don't know shit about wrestling.
You're just blind by Cena's nutsack.
No, nobody's blind.
I'm sure you're blind by Cena's nutsack.
Nobody's lying because all these people you're talking to right now knows the business, understands the business, been part of the business, whether it's indie wrestling or WWE or whatever. Or even we talked to people that was like former WWE stars or current WWE stars or whatever. We all know the business better than you do.
Be the puppet that you are.
I worked security at an indie show and sat backstage with the guys, all right? And they gave me some instructions.
I've been to indie shows as well, all right?
And I've done indie shows for the past 5 years, like Hazel mentioned. I know how it is.
I don't care what Hazel says.
To do the business.
And Snake, who is on here right now, I hope still, he does it for a living. He is in the in-ring portion. He's an in-ring worker. So you cannot say that you know better than he does.
I never said that. Don't put words in my mouth.
You don't have
to make it seem that way.
I didn't say
that.
Stop twisting my words.
You ain't got to say it because it's seeing, because you're making it seem that way.
I'm talking about, let me say this right now.
Y'all just twisting my words.
No,
because you've been saying, oh, y'all senior heads, y'all hit puberty and stuff like that. Y'all da-da-da-da-da.
He's a common piece of garbage. He's poison.
That's just that illiterate teenager say, Clinton. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you this right quick. One of my good friends, Quan Chang, you disrespected him on more than one occasion. I sat there and I watched
know
you talk shit to him. I've met him. I've learned a lot from him about the business, and I've learned a lot from him as a person. He's taught me how to be a better person and how to be a better wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. I've seen you do nothing. You've never heard of the guy. Well, apparently, you know who I'm talking about because you're responding to it.
Nope, never.
He was in WCC as well, so I know you have to heard of him.
Nah.
And that guy is one of my good friends. I would do anything for him.
I probably forgot who he was.
No, you don't. You know exactly who he is. I mean, this is the reason why I do not like wrestling fans, because of people like you.
I will say some wrestling fans.
Yeah,
not all, just
some wrestling fans. But most of them that I come across, they are just like you. I talked to a few here and there, like Andrell, like Rainey, and some others that I have on my Facebook that I go see shows with. But you, I don't even allow you to come within arm's reach of me. I don't even allow you to touch me.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
Speaking of puberty, what happened to your co-host? Did she fall asleep? Is it past her bedtime?
No.
Wait, who?
Yeah. I'm waiting for your mom to tuck me in.
Excuse me?
That? Hey, Rain. Raindrop. You want to sleep on
what?
Rain.
Oh, no.
Don't wait on somebody's mama to tuck them in, and I don't care what you said. You probably still live with your parents. Talk about you don't live with your parents. I believe you still do. I know you're going to college,
but... I know you have a job, at least.
School does count as a job, so...
What'd you say?
I said school does count as a job.
I work at FedEx. I make almost $12 an hour just moving boxes. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. No one cares.
Apparently, if we have a lot of live listeners, although we don't anymore, they care. And as long as other people in his life and our life that cares, that's all that matters.
You never know what's in those boxes at FedEx. I've had Cobras and Mambas and other things shipped by FedEx over the years.
Oh, man. Well, it's not me, dude. I'll tell you that right now. It's not me. I just stack them. I don't look in them. I just stack them.
Really? Wow. You know, WWE has this whole don't be a bully.
Let me guess. You're going to say that they're being hypocritical, right? You're going to tell me they're being hypocritical, right?
This man's the biggest bully of them all.
Dude is playing. Wait, how is he being the bully?
I have some examples of what he did to Trish Stratus, what he did to Owen Hart. What he did to Bret Hart? Did he not go on?
That man is all about the business. He said this from the beginning, and he says it every now and then, it's all about the money.
It's all about greed.
The WWE is a business.
That's a shame on him. He ain't still learning
the
ideas. He stole Paul Heyman's ideas.
He has to make money to keep that company going. And like stars like John Cena, stars like Randy Orton.
Who are
going to everybody. The number one goal of any business, not just the WWE, whether it be the NBA, a TV-making business, a car-making business, a tire-making business,
and
or
dude,
a car-making business.
No, go ahead.
The number one goal is to make money because that's how you stay in business.
Exactly.
I know that.
And I'm going to business school. I'm going to business class in a month or two, and I know they're going to tell me the same thing. Then the business is all about making money. But you do
that,
have to, like, work on
the
product
right
and stuff. But if you got a lot of people that's liking the product more than hating it, you're going to keep on with that majority of people is going to like.
Can you let me speak?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Speak.
Well, shut the fuck up and listen.
Dude, you need to calm down.
Okay, calm down. You're pissing me off. All right,
because we're coming up with facts, but go ahead.
Okay, listen, and business, I know, yeah, the first rule of business is to make money, but you don't go stealing people's ideas, all right? You don't go cheating like that. That's wrong.
Wait. What ideas he stole?
He stole from Paul Heyman.
What did he steal from Paul Heyman?
All right.
You must have been watching that 2001 promo with
him. No. Let him speak.
All right. Okay.
You see back in the 90s when George the Clown had a rubber nose, all right, ECW was producing the edgy TV that people wanted, and he took that and he called it Attitude. Oh, he's got Attitude. He stole that. Alright? He stole that.
You ever heard of a suit?
Okay. I'm sorry to cut people, but okay, he's going against WCW. He's going against ECW. And, yeah, his ratings were down in the late 90s. So
They
had no choice but to change it up and have to compete with the competition. Right now, there's not that many competition out there for him to go for what you call TV-14 or whatever. And you talk about, like, stealing ideas and stuff. All wrestlers and all companies take each other's ideas no matter what. And all they
do is...
No. There's a lot of gimmicks that you see right now. They've been reused, but better. You know who William Mercy, I think I'm right? William Mercy? Do you know who he is?
Waylon Mercy? I believe I've heard his name, but I never seen him.
But anyway, who's got his gimmick right now? Bray Wyatt. These ain't nothing but like gimmicks that was in the past that is just refurbished, as I should call it.
Refurbished and given to another person.
Exactly. But people just like to... Probably people right now probably like it better.
Whatever. I don't care.
Of course you don't, because
you know
I'm right.
You know every single one of us are right. I mean, as Artrell said earlier, we've all participated in the business, and somehow, in some way, shape, or form, we've all had our foot and our noses in the business.
I've participated as well. I've been a fan. I've seen the good times and the bad times.
Okay, being a fan don't always make you know the business. I had a former best friend. I don't know why I say breast for it, but... I meant to say a former best friend, dude, was the biggest Triple H fan that I ever know. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be honest, I hate Triple H. I can't stand him, but I respect the hell out of him.
So do I. I don't like him either. He buried Booker T.
But the point is...
You have no idea what that means.
I do.
I admit, although I can't stand the guy. He hasn't buried... Okay, if you were to bury people, and I am going to say this, that I don't think he should have been a 13-time world champion. I do agree with that. But I don't think he buried as many people as you think.
That's dumb. It doesn't mean – I don't think it means what you think it means.
Wait, what?
That's I don't think it means what you think it means, Clinton. I'm talking to him, not you, brother.
Oh, okay. I almost got lost for a second.
Hey, Snake, you still there?
Okay, well, I'm here.
Thanks for sticking by, man, by the way. We appreciate it.
Hello?
Yeah, we still here.
Yeah, well, as long as you guys are still here, it's all good, so... Let's keep on.
Yeah, I have Family Guy on in the background, so.
Honestly, yes, well, he's good.
You guys are such verbal bullies.
How are we going to be a bully and you're a fan that hates the WWE for what it's doing for them to survive and for them to keep the business flowing?
I never said that. You go putting words in my mouth.
No, but that's how you're making it seem like.
If the WWE actually listened to your suggestions and did what you wanted, then we would not be seeing a WrestleMania 30 right now.
They would be out of
business. Give the people what they want.
Giving the people what they want, and when they do give the people what they want, what do? They go on the internet and they bitch about it.
Yep,
don't
they do. And watch when if Daniel Bryan does win the WWE Championship coming up at WrestleMania, and watch he's going to hold it for a very long time, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to get sick and tired of him.
Then they don't know wrestling. They don't know a wrist lock from a wrist watch.
Speak about yourself. Sounds a lot like you, son.
Don't call me son. I'm not your kid. I'm not your child. God.
Okay, boy.
But right now you're kind of. Know what? I'm gonna stop. Keep going.
I know, boy. I'm a man. All right, and I deserve to be treated with respect. I'm a human being.
My God.
Well, yeah, you're a human being, but you damn sure ain't a man. Down here from my eyes, because if you were a man, a man would know when he's right, and a man would know when he's wrong.
Exactly. You don't.
And a man would know how to carry himself as well. And a man know how to back up facts.
And let me tell you something.
Right now? Right now, I'm talking to two bitch-ass crybabies. Hell, three.
Well, hang on, Arthur. Let me say something.
No, I didn't say anything.
And Snake, I'm saying this to you, too.
He was speaking, so Glenn was speaking, so let him speak.
I love this business with every ounce of my being, all right? But
so do I.
I'm not going to let you sit here and distract the people that have gone out their asses trying to make me happy, all right?
I did not disrespect nobody.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You disrespected my good buddy Quan. You disrespected Snake, apparently, on here. Yeah, I'm sure you disrespected
who's
more.
Who's Quan? I don't know Quan.
No, he don't see that he is disrespecting them. He doesn't know, but he is. Like I said, just wait till
I apologize. I
mean,
how
you're acting right now plays a big part in how you truly feel about the wrestling business and what your attitude is overall.
I said I'm sorry. Jeez, what more do you want from me?
I'm sorry to us. Say, as a matter of fact, don't say sorry to us. Say it to the guy involved. Say it to the guy in the spandex.
Whatever.
Say it.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Jeff, he's talking to you.
Whoa, me?
I apologize.
Yes, I am.
Well, my thing is, Glenn, like, you have your opinion, that's fine, but it's just like I'm trying to tell you. You got to come up with better facts.
I do have facts.
And right now, I'm surprised you didn't hang up yet, but I'm glad you speak enough for yourself and you stand out of being your own drum. You're not, like, trying to quit or anything. So I do appreciate that.
I don't follow the herd.
Yeah, so that's 1 point. Matter of fact, that's 2 points for you.
I don't quit. You know, I ain't no quitter. I ain't a quitter like LeBron did with Cleveland.
We ain't gonna get in basketball.
Oh.
That'll be another subject. That'll be another time.
You know, I'm not a quitter like how Bautista quit, and then he just comes right back, and then he gets it handed to him.
Okay. I do agree with you on that point to a certain extent, but I understand why they did it.
Bautista still fills arenas. People will still pay to see him.
And when he had returned, they had one of the highest ratings of Raw in a long time.
The Monday Night Raw here in Memphis, the one that I missed back in October, that didn't sell out. This one just recently that I went to sold out to the Raptors. Partially probably because he was there. And Hulk Hogan was there, and Taker was there. You combine all three of those guys, that's one big sellout.
And
you really love
it. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, brother. I'll finish.
Oh, okay. That's just the same thing. Like when they had SmackDown here in September here in Milwaukee, like. They fill up only half of the arena. And it's like, but then again, SmackDown, but I don't care. That's still an A show in my opinion. But anyways, that didn't do okay with, ticket sales and stuff like that. But when the day after they had Hulk Hogan and the debut of the WWE Network, like after that, and plus finding out that Bautista is going to be there, that arena was halfway full. Like, well, you know what I mean. Like, the lower level was full, and the upper level was half full.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a big change from one person.
Not exactly a seller, but it's pretty damn close.
Right. So I'm saying, you may not like seeing it, whatever, but he does bring asses to seats.
Jim Ross,
and although there's there are other wrestlers that y'all probably like, but the thing is, y'all can like these wrestlers, but y'all don't support them. This is like I like only wrestlers I can't stand is what the.
What?
I didn't hear a word you said.
Yeah, because it sounded like you were just mumbling.
I didn't hear what he said. Hazel, are you there?
Here's my personal opinion, brother. You should have some type of goal as a fan. If you are really passionate about this business, you should want to make the wrestlers know that.
Exactly. Like,
make the wrestlers know that. Make yourself known to the business. Show the wrestlers that you love the business and you want to be involved with them. Do something with them. You're not going to be able to do that if you keep having that.
Why
do you have
been around since 1996?
Dude, you was running WFSO West Coast and haven't done much in the past year.
I've been busy, all right? I have a life outside the internet, all right? I have a social life.
I have a social life, too.
I have a social life, too.
And plus, I have this network that's going on. I have shows that I have to do.
Yeah,
I have school, and I have work. I can at least make a little time to try to do something.
Ooh. Oh, you poor thing. You want your 40 acres in the meal? Want a cookie? Be one about that?
You call us man children?
And I'm saying, like, you are the main one that's acting like a child, trying to mock people, trying to, you want a cookie?
Okay,
you are immature and acting like a child.
people.
Yep, and he's proving my point.
Actually, you're just proving me right.
I'm proving you wrong. Because at least I have a knowledge about the wrestling business.
So do I.
This is the type of, all right.
Have you ever been in an indie show? Have you ever been to an indie show?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever worked at an indie show?
Yes, I have.
Okay, what did you work at an indie show?
It was TWG.
What you do there?
You're not bullshitting, are you?
I work. What else would I do?
I worked OSPW in Buffalo, and I was a guard. I was a security guard. I had to break up a fight in the ring. What did you do?
I worked in the stands.
You work in the stands?
I'm talking about getting some arena.
Getting a headache. I ain't asking.
Wait, what? Oh, here she comes again.
Oh, shit.
Clinton, you ever booked wrestlers for a show? Ever booked a venue for a show? Ever hired the talent for the show? Ever got the licenses you need to put on a show? Ever got the insurance for a show?
There's a lot of work that goes into it, Clinton.
Because until you've done all of that, you don't know about the business side of the wrestling business. You don't know the money that it takes to do all of that. And yet you're entitled to your opinion. But until you've forked out money and spent hours on the phone negotiating with business owners so that you can put on the show at their establishment and provided them proof of putting insurance and having the right license. We put on a show at Summerfest last year, which is the world's largest music festival. We had over 300 fans there cheering
and counting.
That wasn't just a walk in the park. We didn't just get up one morning and decide, yay, let's put on a wrestling show. We were speaking with the guy from August of the previous year, negotiating, working out where it would go, working out what date it would go in, filling out insurance paperwork, getting authorization signed from all the wrestlers who were involved, getting authorization signed from the sound guy, having to submit proof that we had those authorizations for them to wrestle, having to provide proof of any payments that we made, having to promote the show, having to contact all the wrestlers to make sure that the right wrestlers were going to be there. And if those wrestlers didn't show up, having backup wrestlers. You don't just go in and book 5 wrestlers or 10 wrestlers and say, okay, this is it, this is the match, because I'm telling you now, half of them don't show up anyway. You book 30, 40 wrestlers so that you've got the numbers when they're there. You have to make sure all of those wrestlers have a certain amount of training and carry not only medical coverage, but also any liability insurance and have them sign waivers. On top of that, you have to make sure that you are covered for insurance, because I'm telling you now, those wrestlers get injured, they have every right to come after you as a promoter to do that. Now, when you've been through and done all that, I could sit here and show you, if you were here right now, the folders of paperwork that we have got for 5 years worth of wrestling shows, for every single wrestler that we have authorization from the insurance paperwork that we have to when we put on a show. We do that. Actually, it's mainly me behind the scenes doing that, because I'm the better the one at the paperwork side. We've got folders full of that stuff. So when you come at us and talk to us like we are a piece of shit that you've just scraped off your shoe, it sure as hell does not settle right with me. And when you insult people after we went to bat for you, when people were criticizing you to the point where you said you were going to kill yourself, when me and AJ spent hour upon hour chatting to you online, and if you want, I will blast all of those conversations straight on the WFSO group, because I save shit like that. I will put all that up there to blow your you and AJ lying bullshit right out of the water. Because I'm telling you now, We went to bat for you time and time again. We backed you up on your views, even when we disagreed with you, time and time again, saying everybody was entitled to their right to feel how they want and like who they want. But the minute you step out of character and start downgrading myself, start downgrading AJ, and start downgrading the company that we built from the ground up, that is in now in the UK, it's in Canada, it's in Australia, you downgrade all of that stuff and start calling us things, I'm going to come out of character because I won't put up with that bullshit. And I'm a lot more aggressive than AJ when it comes to this shit. Because, as I said, we went to bat for you time and time again. And you're a disrespectful little motherfucker right now who should be damn lucky that I ain't face-to-face with you. Because you have bad-mouthed every single person who stood up for you time and time again. When you get to the level of success that we've worked our asses for, and where we appreciate every person who puts forth their name, Chris is doing a phenomenal job hosting radio shows week after week after week. His ratings are up there. That man puts forth dedication and puts forth his views. I've never heard him belittle someone without being able to back his actions up with facts, which is more than can be said for you, Clint. And right now, you belittle, berate, and treat people like crap. If anybody needs to stop acting like a baby, it's you. Take your mama's titty out your mouth. Start acting like a man. Start getting some damn facts because you fucked off the wrong female.
Ain't there no door now?
It's simple, Glenn. You need to have respect for this business. There are people all over the world, not just Snake, not just indie workers, but all pro wrestlers in general that travel the world busting their ass for you so that you can have a smile on your face, so that you can go home happy. They go home with a cut or a bruise or a bump on their head just so they can make you happy, and this is how you act.
I've had 9 concussions over the years.
Exactly.
Torn ACL twice, torn bicep, 38 discs in my neck and my back.
You hear
that?
And I still work out every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I work through the pain.
And they can't always, you know, sit down and say, hey, I'm hurt, I got to sit down. You know, they got to suck it up.
Oh, okay.
Because that's their job. You need to show them the appreciation that you can. And Snake, like I said, dude, I have all the appreciation in the world for the business as a whole. That's why I do this show every week.
You always sound like you do online.
Thank you. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I was humbled by what Hazel said. I mean,
you what?
That was, I was
and she does apologize
to
you, Chris.
It's okay. It's all good.
I didn't hear her.
I mean, let me say that. I mean, The Undertaker. This is how much I love the business. This is when my passion for the business boils over. Somebody like The Undertaker, who inspired me to want to get involved with the business. The Undertaker, when he came out at FX Forum, I'm not gonna lie, I cried like a baby. All right, that guy is my inspiration. He is my hero. I love him to death. I would definitely go see a show anywhere in the world that he is on if I had the money. I'll always be forever grateful to that man for inspiring me to get with the wrestling business and take my passion to a whole new level with it. Who are your heroes? Anybody got heroes that inspired them to get into the wrestling business?
My hero is Stone Cold. All right.
The guy me started in the business was Kevin Sullivan.
All right.
My hair is a stone cold The Rock. Alright. Sam Munchak. Jim Cornette. Jim Crockett.
I will know. But yeah, that'll be their last show.
Oh. You ever heard of those guys? Don Owen, Sam Munchak, Jim Crockett?
Everybody heard of Jim Cornette.
Mm-hmm. Dude, Vince McMahon ran him out of business. Probably stole some of his ideas, too.
Well, Jim Cornette, he doesn't
own a business. He helps run it, but he doesn't own it. So he doesn't know all the responsibilities to run a business.
He helps run it, like Andrew said, but I'm not sure if he knows everything. I mean, if anything, did you hear what Hazel told you, man? Do you see how much work it goes into running just one wrestling show, dude? I cannot do that.
Yeah, and it's hard. And it's really hard.
I cannot do that. I would buckle my first day.
Damn, I don't know why Hazel felt angry for it. Damn.
You know exactly why she's angry.
She was just making a point that you still seems like don't understand.
I understand. Wait, was she on her period or something?
I would stop if I were you.
You better knock it off, dude.
Are you on your period?
That was my girlfriend. I just hit.
Listen here, you snot-nosed little fucker, okay? How dare you talk to me like I'm some piece of shit? I don't give a rat's ass who the hell you think you are. Going, is she on her period? As a matter of fact, no, I ain't. That's not for another 2 weeks. So God help you if you get around me on that time. But if you think you can go around insulting people I give a damn about and people who bust their ass in this business and I ain't going to say anything, you are out of your fucking tree because you are a disrespectful little piece of shit. This isn't me on my period. This is me being real. Chris gave you the opportunity to come on tonight and state your opinion, back it up with stuff. And all I've heard from listening to that radio show is you tell people that they're childish and that they're pathetic and that they're losers and all this lot. Well, you know who the loser is? It's small-minded little bigots like you who think that just because they hold a plastic wrestling belt and put on a rock T-shirt that they're the most almighty wrestler that there ever is. Get in a motherfucking ring, prove yourself. Run a wrestling business, prove yourself. Then come back and talk to me because I don't have time for you. And if I hear you take my name out of context one more time, God help you. And, yeah, you can hold on to this radio show of evidence for God help you because I will not put up with that. I ain't like Chris. I ain't going to blast you or anything. You carry on belittling me, belittling my company and everything. You'll find the police department at your front door with a ticket for making threats about my company and for also belittling my company. In fact, it's called slander. So carry on, Clinton, because I don't think you or your mommy or daddy will be able to afford the ticket or the lawsuit. Keep my name out of your mouth. You keep your insults about me to yourself, and I'll keep mine about you done. We've done right by you from day one when WCC started on you, and I'm starting to see why they started on you, because your flip-flop little attitude, your insults to people is just beyond a joke. You have the chance to be on this radio show tonight and be a man, to stand up and say your point of view. You could have come out of this on top and been, you know, had respect from everybody for stating your views, for standing there. The minute you started belittling people, the minute you started insulting people, that's when the tables turned on you. Because right now, if you had been nice to everybody, this conversation between me and you would have been a whole lot different. This conversation wouldn't have had me at nearly midnight over here losing my temper with you and looking online to work out how I can press a lawsuit against your ass for slander. And if you think I'm joking, go and ask a couple of the people who I had the cops show up at their front door and ticketed them for the same damn thing. So I would really seriously think before you speak, because all this is being recorded and I can download it on YouTube and hand a copy to an attorney and have your ass in court. So keep it up. Keep up insulting me. Keep up insulting my company. Just see where it ends up.
The lesson you learn from this, Clinton, is this. Your mouth will get you in trouble. Think before you speak. With that being said, people, it's been a fun show.
But,
and,
oh, you still didn't get to interview the guy, did you?
Interview who?
Oh, the other guests.
Well, Snake, oh yeah, we got his little, you know, point of views in. I mean, do you have anything you want to throw in, Snake? I mean, because you are the guy, you are the guy, you know, so you're the one that deserves most respect here, so.
No, I'm just sitting here watching Family Guy in between the arguing, so.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing
any guesses
with that,
on what episode is on right now?
Is it the one where the what's his name got killed?
Nope, heard his word.
Yay, that's my favorite episode.
Did you ever notice she laughs like Peter?
No, I don't.
She has Peter's laugh.
I had to do that.
Home wrecking bastard.
What? Did you turn the reptile lights off?
But, anyways, it's just the point that we're trying to make is that you got to learn some things before you can say and know some things. Because there's still people out there that still doesn't, they think they know the business because they're a fan. Most of the times it takes more than just being a fan just to know what's going on and why they're doing what they have to do.
Yes. I mean, I state things about the business, you know, but at the same time, there's some times where even though, I probably can say it, but there's just some places where I just draw the line and say, hey, I probably don't want to know anything about this. I should probably get more facts about it before, you know, I start talking about it, you know, because there's probably more to it than that.
Right.
You should come down to the show in Orlando on April 19th.
April 19th?
Chris, April 19th.
Oh, okay. Shit, I should get some money then.
April 19th, like I said, I'm managing Gangrel. Jesse Neal's on the show. Demolition is on the show. Remember Demolition?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Never forget them.
Hey, you might as well just promote the show then. Go right ahead.
Go right ahead.
There's more to be said.
No, it's USA Pro Wrestling in Orlando at the National Guard Armory on April 19th. If you go to my Facebook, flyers are up there.
Should be a great show. Great, great show. Some great indie wrestling for you guys. You guys are fans of it?
Yeah, I know somebody in Florida, too, so I probably have to tell them about that.
Where in Florida?
Ooh, I know it's, like, up north of Florida. I know that. Just trying to remember the city.
Jacksonville?
No, not Jacksonville. It's like a small, quiet town in Florida.
Orlando.
Oh, by the way, man,
I'm looking for it now.
Oh, hey, Harmony, if you're listening, we're giving you a shout out. How you doing, sister? Very nice girl.
Who's that?
Harmony. Just giving her a shout out.
Harmony?
Yeah.
Harmony is awesome.
Oh, Lakeland. Lakeland,
yeah.
Florida.
Very nice.
I've been
girl.
There.
Lakeland's not far.
Damn. I got to go back to Florida. I ain't been since 2006. I miss that fun.
I haven't even been to Florida yet.
At the same time, I guess.
Uh-oh, she woke up again.
2006 either.
Now, with that being said...
No. I've been away.
WrestleMania fever is without a shadow of a doubt in the air, people.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Yes, it is.
I mean, we're all drunk on wrestling right now. But
it's everybody's passion, so you go for what you love.
This is all I know. This is all I've known since I was a child. It's what helps me express myself the best way I can. I mean, people call me a nerd. They say you're just... There was somebody on Facebook that said I was an emo fag who was obsessed with wrestling.
If you find, like, what they, you know, what's their favorite thing, you can say the same thing to them because they're probably doing the same thing.
Well, she's an emo bitch who's obsessed with Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, Juggalo.
I mean, can't
I worked a match with one of them. I worked a match with one of them years ago. I don't even know which one it was, but somewhere in the middle of all my photos, I have a picture, a bloody picture, with the two of us. Oh, shit.
Like I say, I ain't got a problem with juggalos, because I'm friends with some of them. But there are some...